Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been keeping a close eye on the Lily's Leaf, situation, and not really situation, but more the history of Lily's Leaf. And we wanted to chat to Nicholas Wolpe, Chief Executive Officer at Lily's Leaf History Museum, to understand a little bit more about the history of the purchase of Lily's Leaf Farm. A very good morning to you. Thanks again for joining us. Why is this important?
Good morning, Howard, and as always, for having me on. It's important for a number of reasons, Howard. Firstly, the purchase of Lily's Leaf, in many respects, signified a shift in the struggle against apartheid. It came into being because of the consequences of what happened at Chartville in March of 1960, which led to the ANC being banned. It was purchased by the Communist Party as its headquarters, as the meeting place for its leadership, and it evolved into the what I call the inverted diaspora of the liberation movement. So, and it was from Lily's Leaf that they planned the military attacks. It was from Lily's Leaf they debated and discussed Operation Maibur, which witnessed a shift in focus away from just passive resistance to a combination of passive resistance and armed struggle. And the subsequent raid on the 11th of July, 1963, also led to a major shift in the sense of it destroyed the internal liberation movement and led to the what they refer to as the trial of the century, the Rivonia trial. So the purchase of Lily's Leaf was a catalyst for a number of fundamental changes and the shift in trajectory in the struggle against apartheid.
So it actually became, it's interesting because I didn't realize it was triggered by Sharpeville. I thought this was just something that was all happening at that time. I didn't realize that Sharpeville was a catalyst for a lot of, for the banning of the ANC, for the next steps that were taken.
Well, I mean, in many respects, I mean, if you look at what happened post-Sharpeville, everything that happened post-Sharpeville was a consequence and reaction to Sharpeville. So following Sharpeville and the rioting that arose from it in disgust of the brutal killing of 69 innocent people, most of them shot in the back, women and children, they banned the ANC and the PAC. And in banning the ANC, this forced the leadership of the ANC to go underground. And in forcing the leadership to go underground, they started to use a lot of the safe houses that the Communist Party had been using to hold their meetings. Because one must remember, the Communist Party had been banned in 1950. So it became increasingly difficult for the leadership of the Communist Party to meet, which thus ultimately prompted the Communist Party, through Bram Fischer, to instruct Michael Harmel and Ahmed Gafarja to go and look for a safe place to purchase. So, as you can see, it emanated from, it was the catalyst, it was the cause, it was a reaction to Sharpeville.
And the process to actually buy Lily's Leaf?
Well, I mean, so as I mentioned, Ahmed Gafarja and Bob Heppel, instructed by Bram Fischer, went searching. They both went searching in different directions because, as you can imagine, two of them appearing in a white-only area, given that Ahmed Gafarja was an Indian, would have raised suspicion. And it was the pretext that they had in terms of purchasing. It was that they had a sick relative who needed a secure and quiet place to recover. And Michael Harmel, as I've been capturing in the stories that I've been telling on Facebook, was introduced to Mr. Fife, who had purchased Lily's Leaf in the early 50s and had named Lily's Leaf, in fact, after the village of Lily's Leaf in the borders of Scotland. And they purchased it, and we chose the 23rd of August because that was the day that the deposit check was signed over. The transfer took place November, but the keys were handed over to Navien Pty Limited at the end of September, and in the middle of October, Nelson Mandela moved on to the property, but we thought, you know, we needed a specific date.
Date. Mm, mm.
So we chose the date that the deposit check was signed.
It's an amazing, amazing thing to do, because it is so important to commemorate all of the details around it, because Lily's Leaf really does represent, as we've said before, so much of the struggle. It was almost the epicenter, or the control room of what was to happen in South Africa, and everybody of, or most people of significance in terms of the struggle flowed in and out of Lily's Leaf at some point, didn't they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, actually, to use the word epicenter is actually very apt, because it did become the epicenter of the liberation movement, because, you know, the subsequent raid destroyed the internal liberation movement. It fell on Oliver Tambo, who had gone into exile in 1960, if I remember correctly, to pick up the responsibility of continuing the fight. So when you use the word epicenter, you've really hit the nail on the head. And every, you know, most people at the time who, you know, passed through it or stayed there or went there to have meetings. So it did become that nerve center. And I think Lily's Leaf, you know, I think, you know, in honoring the purchase, which I think is incredibly important, it is about also ensuring in a broader context, Howard, that we keep all our memory of our liberation struggle alive. And I think, you know, I mean, you know it more than anybody in terms of how the Jews ensure that we remember, for example, the Holocaust.
Absolutely.
Every aspect of the Holocaust is remembered.
100%.
And that's something that we need to learn from here in South
Absolutely.
Africa, because we are losing it. And I think the reason I have been so focused in them bombarding people on about this is because I want us to start remembering dates, but not just remembering the dates, but remembering what the meaning of those dates are, why they are so significant, how they relate to our struggle, because so much of our struggle has been forgotten, and we just think by specifying a particular or having a bank holiday on a particular day perpetuates the understanding of what that date actually means.
Absolutely right. We do unfortunately need to leave it there. Nicholas Welpy, Chief Executive Officer at Lily's Leaf History Museum, doing phenomenal work to make the past relevant to the future.